In the name of Jesus, there is a spirit, beloved. There is a spirit, and that spirit comes to communicate through us. Bible said that when that man who was mad approached Jesus, instead of him to mention his name, he was mentioning a different name. When Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" he said, "My name is Legion." See, Bible says in 1 Chronicles 1:10, it says, "Give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead these people, for who is able to govern these great people of yours?" 2 Chronicles 1:10, it says, "Give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead these people, for who is able to govern these great people of yours." You are praying to God that may God give you that sound to communicate. Some of us, when we talk, people don't like it. The moment you speak, it destroys everything. You are praying to God and say, "Oh Lord, give me the skill of communication, the knowledge to communicate well. Let your spirit reign within me that I may communicate well." Lift up your voice, say, "Oh Lord, my God, I pray that you give me wisdom. Oh Lord, my God, I pray that you give me wisdom and knowledge to relate with people as I go about my day-to-day activities, for I do not know who is who." Ha, again, say, "Lord, I pray that you give me wisdom and knowledge to relate with people as I go about my day-to-day activities, for I do not know who is who." Lift up your voice in prayer. Bible says some of us met angels unknowingly. Sometimes you may go on your way and you meet an angel unknowingly. You may not know who the person is. If you are not able to communicate well, you lose. Bible said, and Abraham was sitting somewhere and he saw three men coming. And Bible said he approached them. He said, "Come into my house." That was the beginning of Isaac. That was the beginning of Isaac. And that was the beginning of Isaac. You don't know who you meet. May God give us the grace to be able to communicate well, knowledge to be able to pray. Lift up your voice. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Maratosha. Beloved, if you read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 18, hear me carefully. 1 Samuel chapter 18. See, all our prayer we are praying this morning is a prayer of breakthrough. Prayer of breakthrough. 1 Samuel chapter 18. And I read from 1 to 3. Matakosha tikatabada. Likata. After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David. Listen carefully. After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. From that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return home to his family. Verse number 3. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. My God, beloved, we need people in this breakthrough. You need somebody to introduce you to somebody. You need somebody to introduce you to somebody. You need somebody to talk good about you. This is your last prayer. Then we change the dimension. You are praying to God. You are saying, "Oh God, my Father, my Maker, I pray that you bring me into profitable relationships and connect me with people and connect me with people that will fast track my breakthrough. That will fast track my breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Now say it again. Say, my Father, my Maker, I pray that you bring me into profitable relationships and connect me with people that will fast track my breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer. In the next 1 minute, you are praying this prayer, that may God bring you into profitable relationship and connect you with people that will fast track your breakthrough. Lift up your voice in prayer. I said, this morning, if you sleep, then there's you'll be a wonderful person for me. You are praying, Father, I pray that you bring me into profitable relationships. Profitable relationships. Profitable relationship. And connect me with people that will fast track my breakthrough. Marakato lift up your voice in prayer. Marakatata yakatado shekete. Ilikatado shatatataba. Elapakado shatiatatada. Marakatatatatada. Rapaya pakado shate. Lekatakatabra dekado shekete debedebedebede. Mate shakatiato shabrakadosha. Likatadi katosha bratiata. Rakoparosha diakatandi atosha. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of God. Spirit of God, take over. Marakatadada. Profitable relationship. Profitable relationship. Profitable relationship. Profitable relationship. Marakatadada. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, today is the next day. Today is another day. Marakatadada. We started from yesterday, and today is another day. Makatosekadada. Marakapadosakada. Beloved, share the life to as many as you can. Share the life and invite somebody and tell the person it is time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The God of preparation. Today is the second episode of the God of preparation. The God. The God that prepares people. The God that raises kings from nowhere. The God that divided the Red Sea into two. This is the God we are dealing with. The God, when the people of Israel had no hope, he gave them hope. Makora. Beloved, share the life. Share the life to one. Wake somebody up and tell a person, my brother, my sister, I want you to join this life, for the Lord is about to bless you. May that don't shake in your tower and the other. Marakatabata don't shake and the gadabadabe. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, surround the world. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Maradabada. The God of preparation. The God of preparation. The God of preparation. The God of preparation. Maratosa. Likaratosa. Likadabada. Hey. Ha. Yes, Lord. You are the King of Kings. Likadabada. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The God. Ah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are dealing with a God that prepares a table. The God who raises kings. The God who, it doesn't matter where you are. Bible said, and Daniel was in exile. See, when Daniel was operating as a governor, he was in exile. And Bible said the spirit of the Lord was with Daniel. Even in exile, he was appointed as a governor. Even in exile. I don't know where you find yourself now, but we are dealing with a God. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who raises people from nowhere. Who raises people. Saul was just a shepherd boy who was asked to go and look for his father's cattle sheep. And Bible said he went on the field looking for his father's inheritance, without again the sheep, the cows and whatsoever. And Bible said he went with his servant. They looked for it. I don't know what you are looking for, but today the Lord is sending you a prophet. The Lord is sending you an angel to lead you. The Lord is about to turn things around in your life.
One must sit me. Yes, Nemo poha asochi ribo.
I don't know the wind that is blowing.
So ori wo mi su va mi si yema hajin kwa.
Wherever you are, sing with me.
Oh, Isa, Eja, Ahuru, Ha, Shemesu, Oh, Wama, Wama, Sits Nemo, Nasatu, Me, Bamisi. Famisi ema jinkwa. Ko sisa eja u amisu mama si nemu.
Oh
na satu chachi mi kwa. Mama sits name Nasatu Chaji Imi Kwa
I don't know what you're going through, but we serve a living God who fights for his people. He will fight for you, and he will prepare you for the journey ahead. Beloved, in our time that we find ourselves into a time where man is intoxicated with power, with fame. Man is intoxicated, and man has become prone to power, fame, wealth, and authority, instead of seeking the ways of the Lord, which sustains man and sustains everything. So you realize that our desire has become power. So people move to places and they know that this place I am going, this servant of God, is not from God. But because we want power, we want fame, we want wealth and authority, we don't care. And we cannot wait for the preparation of the Almighty, which will sustain us. We are not ready to wait for him to direct us. We are not ready to wait for his directive. He's a God that holds people and changes the fortunes of people. He's the one that molds people. Yesterday I said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was formless and void. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And Bible said, and it says that, and darkness was all over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering on the waters. And the Spirit of the Lord was offering over the waters. Parakataba. And verse number 3 says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. God said, let there be light. And there was light. Some of you, you need a light. What you need is the light of God, because there's so much in you. You need direction. Some of us, all we need is direction. All you need is, God, show me your way. Show me your way. Show me your way. Lord, direct me. Lord, give me, put me on check. Some of you just, what we need is just God checking us. God checking you. Do you know what God said to David? Bible said one day, second Samuel chapter 7. Second Samuel chapter 7, verse number 1 coming down. Bible said, and David was sitting on his royal throne. Then he looked at himself. He said, look at me. Look at me. Me, this shepherd boy. Me that has no hope. Me that I was rejected and dejected. And I was put in the forest to be consumed in the name of taking care of sheep. But God told a prophet not to sit down till I come. Yesterday I told you something. I said, you are going to pray and say, Lord, may somebody not sit down till they come to hold your hand. May somebody defend you. That is your prayer. May somebody defend you and say, this person qualifies. Some of us, that is what we need. Some of you, somebody want to make sure, manipulate the system in such that you will not be received. But you know something, you need somebody. God is going to influence that space, and God is going to influence somebody, and that person will be turned up by the Spirit of the Lord, and that person, yes, some of us, we need that. Some of you will need it. And David said, I'm going to build the house of the Lord, for the Lord. And Bible said he called the prophet. He's a prophet of a Nathan. I want to do something for God. I want to build a temple for God. And Bible said, and the prophet said, go ahead. But in the course of time, as the prophet was going, the Lord said to him, go and tell my son David that he is not the one. That is 2 Samuel chapter 7. When you read from verse number 5, verse 5 coming down, you hear this thing. And the Lord said to Nathan, go and tell. Go and tell. Go and tell David, my son, that he is not the one to build me a house, but his son. His son. And look at what God said. He said, I will accept him as my own son. And when he messes up, when he goes wrong, I will discipline him. I will not reject him. See, when Saul, the first king of Israel, went wrong, he was taken out of the throne. And the moment he was taken out of the throne, his generation was cut off. But with David, because of his heart, he yearns for God. He yearns for the things of God. David yearns for the things of God. So he said, I'm going to build. Look at me. Look at me. Some of you just need to look at yourself and know where you are coming from and see how far God has brought you. And sometimes you just need to acknowledge God. Some of you, you don't even need to pray any prayer. All you need to say to God is, God, thank you. And God will begin to do new things in your life. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes. Some of us, all we need is just one appreciation. Just one appreciation. Appreciating God for his goodness. Today is Sunday. Let me talk to somebody. Today is going to be a prophetic section. I believe that you are with your oil. If there's any oil or there's water around you, get it closer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A Bible said, and God said to David, if your son goes wrong, go to discipline him. See, some of us, all we need is not God for him. For God, David says something. He said, oh Lord, do not you take away your spirit from me. Do not take your spirit away from me. Ha! Yes, do not take your spirit out of me. Do not take your spirit out of me. All you need, some of us, all you need is God, the Spirit of God, to be guiding you to that appointed time. Today, I'm going to talk to you about something. Ha! Listen carefully. Beloved, we serve a living God who takes formless and empty things to make them useful. God is, we serve a living God that brings people together. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter whether you are poor, whoever you are, God can use you. God can bring you up. He will prepare you. He will prepare you. He will prepare you. God will prepare you. He will prepare you. He will prepare you. And some of us, is God that has prepared us. And people see you and they don't see any shortfalls. And people see you and they don't see that brother. But before, and even like today, look at how far God is taking you. Just imagine, as you come together with him and agree with him and say, Lord, Do with me as you want. See, some of you, like today, you should die before you even graduate from school. See, because the family you are coming out of, my God, but God has gotten hold of you. See, we serve him. Listen to me, things you must notice when God is preparing you for his glory. Listen carefully. Some of the things you must take note of. Take note of this. If you can write it down, beloved. Things you must notice when God is preparing you for his glory. Listen carefully. And that is, look at this carefully. When you begin to walk in the midst of trial, when you begin to walk in the midst, or you begin to walk in the wilderness, but still you depend on God, listen carefully. When you begin to face difficult times, when things begin to fight you, you could see that you are going through challenges, but yet still you do not give up on God, and you say to God that, Lord, you are my all. It is a sign that shows that God is preparing you for that journey. Psalm 125 verse number 1, it said, they that trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but endureth forever. They that trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but endureth forever. And in verse number 2, it says, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so shall the Lord surround you. This is a mountain that it rains, it doesn't move away. Sun scorches, it doesn't break down. We are talking about the mountain. It says that they that trust in the Lord. So when you read Psalm 23, as we all know, it said, the Lord is my shepherd. And also when you come to John chapter 10, verse 11, it says, I am the good shepherd. So which means that when you make Christ as your shepherd, when you make Christ as your shepherd, he will lead you to the path whereby you see the glory of God. Beloved, if today is your first time joining this life, I want you to follow. Follow me as you are blessed. I thank you for being part of this family. God bless you. This is Faith Assembly. See, David said, even though, he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me to the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil. My God, today Ato is not here. Yet though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil. Marakatatata. For the Lord is with me. For the Lord is with me, and is so much pleasing. I said that whenever you begin to walk in certain things and you still depend on God, your desire for the things of God begin to rise up. Listen carefully. Whenever you begin to face trial, things begin to happen in your life that you don't understand, and yet still your desire for God, you begin to love God the more, it's a sign that God is preparing you. God is preparing you for the great day. God is preparing you. Thanks for sharing. God bless you so much. Whenever, he says, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. In her, you prepare, verse number 5 is powerful. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Beloved, whatever you are going through today, see, I'm telling you the sign which shows that God is about to do something new in your life. And I'm going to show you the prayer you need to pray the next. The prayer you need to pray the next. And that is the prayer I'm going to pray today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See, when you begin to face challenges that you don't understand, you are asking yourself, why have I been praying for so long? When you read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, Bible said, Hannah has been going to Shiloh. Has been going to Shiloh every time. Just one day. And do you know something? Hannah's heart. Hannah did not go to any Jujuma. Hannah did not go anywhere. She had been going to Shiloh. And that day, there's one prayer she prayed. She said, when the servant of the Lord begin to insult her, when the servant of the Lord begin to call her a drunkard, she said, Papa, go within your spirit and you will know what is wrong with me. Go within your spirit and you will know what is wrong with me. Papa, I'm not drunk. Oh, there's something in my heart.
He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my soul.
Beloved, this is what Anna said. Not knowing, God was preparing Anna. That was the test. If Anna has answered wrongly, you know, in our first prayer, we prayed the prayer, we said, God must teach us on how to speak well, because you don't know who you are going to meet tomorrow and who will be your angel. In our first prayer session. So Anna spoke to her and said, Papa, there's something in my heart. And the prophet of the Lord gave her a word. The prophet of the Lord did not say, I prophesy, but he said, I declare upon your life, this is what is going to happen. Beloved, if you are here, I declare upon your life that a year by this time, you'll be sharing testimonies, great, great testimonies. Some of you will be out of Ghana and you will still be joining this life, and you'll be sharing testimonies with us on this life. In the name of Jesus Christ, some of you will not be here in Ghana, but you'll be ushered of this country, Ghana, and you'll be sharing testimonies with us. You will tell us what the Lord is doing in your life. Some of you, God is bringing breakthrough in your life. Some of you, I declare upon your life that God is taking away that burden upon your life. Some of you, the man that has to marry you is coming with a ring. Some of you, that job you are looking for, God is bringing it. Some of you, that healing you are praying for, the Lord is bringing that healing. Some of you, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, Bible said, and Abraham was 90 years and over, but was has no child, not knowing a promised child was coming. Abraham still loved God. He loved God. He loved God. He loved God. All he was asking for, Lord, direct me. He loved God. I said, one sign you must notice and get to know that, yes, indeed, God is preparing me for something. It's when you walk through the valleys and the shadows of death and you fear evil, no evil, and you believe that the Lord is with you in that situation. And you believe that God is with you in that situation. It's a sign that God is preparing you. God is preparing you for a better day. For Bible said, in his own time, he makes all things beautiful. Beloved, I want to talk to you about something, then we pray. I'm going to continue next week. I want us to pray today because I God want me to declare into some people's life. Today is going to be more of declaration. More of declarations. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When you are in a time of preparation, you must take note of this. Beloved, when you are in a time of preparation, take note of this. One thing you must take note of, and this thing come together, they are two, they come together for your breakthrough. For your breakthrough. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Listen carefully. These two things come together to form your breakthrough. Anybody that got to shine, these two things come together to make you shine. And these two things, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, it says that I returned and saw under the sun that the race, listen carefully, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Listen carefully. Neither is bread to the wise, or nor the riches to men of intelligence and understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. In another word, time and opportunity. Listen carefully, beloved, hear me. Time and chance, time and opportunity, time and opportunity. Bible says that in his own time he makes all things beautiful. See, let me tell you, it could be your time, but if an opportunity has not come out, you will be in that time and you will never shine, or you will never receive your breakthrough. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. It could be your time. See, we have something we call your time. It is your time and it is your turn. We call something, it is your time and it is your turn. When it is your turn, which means that the opportunity has been given unto you. But it could be your time, but it is not your turn. Because when people are called for interview, they will be asked to report there maybe at 10. But when you all get there, everybody will have to have a 10. Are we together here? Yes. I am ending. I am ending. We will continue next week. We are going to dive into the time and chance that I'm talking about. I said the God of preparation. The God of preparation. Time. So a lot of people, they are in their time to shine, but the opportunity has not come out yet. You see a lot of people in the church, they can sing very well, but a certain opportunity has not been given to them. That is why some of us, we can go to school. Hey, listen carefully. Some of us, we go to school with people who are very brilliant, but after school, they have no opportunity to shine. After school, you go to a place, some people, they are very hardworking. Very hardworking. Yes. Some people, you can complete school with a lot of people, but when the opportunity has not been given to be posted or to be given opportunity to work, you cannot work. Even though it is your time, because you are finished with the school, yes, it is your time for you to work, but the opportunity has not yet been given unto you. So the wise man Solomon sat down and realized that no, you don't need just time, you need the opportunity. And some people too, they have the opportunity, but because it is not their time, they waste the opportunity. Are we together? Yes. It is, the Bible said the rest is not for somebody who is too special. As I'm talking to you, you have been given the opportunity to live again. Oh, there are some people who are better than you, but they are no more. It means that they have not been given the opportunity to live. But you have been given the opportunity to have a change of mind, or something has to happen to you. It is time and chance. Whenever God is working in your life and preparing you, He prepares you to a time and gives you the chance, the opportunity to work things out. May the Lord bless the word in your life, and may the Lord uphold you. I see that some people, it is their time. We don't just need opportunity, because when you get the opportunity and it is not your time, you waste it. That is why some people, they will come like musicians, they will come and blow once and that is all. That is all. They are off the scene. The opportunity was given to them. Some of us, we were not prepared. We are going to dive into what contains, what comes together to make opportunity, what you need to have when opportunity comes your way. How God prepares His people and gives them the opportunity. See, let me tell you, you can be given opportunity, but when you lack certain things, the opportunity will be wasted. So as for God, God prepares you to a time, and then at the point of time when you are given that opportunity, I tell you, you work like magic. Some people, they have written songs like thousand down. The day God will give them the opportunity to be at the studio, or one of their songs should hit. Songs should be flowing every day. Every day. And they will be sustained for a long time. Yes. Yes. I see somebody in that person. It is your time to shine. It is your time to get to that place. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is your time. You are going to pray one or two prayers.
Tumininarabirasi nani di imanwebachiyase ibarabadabadaba.
Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Say after me, say, as I lift up my voice in prayer, my Father, my Maker, remember the set time to favor me. Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 2 to 3, it says that, write the vision down and run with it, because the vision is for an appointed time. Even though it will tarry, but it shall surely come to pass. Lift up your right hand, say, my Father, my Maker, as I lift up my voice in prayer, remember the set time to favor me. You are telling God, Lord, remember the set time to favor me. Remember the set time to favor me. Oh God, remember the set. I have seen people who have been to school for 5 years, they are still in the house, they are still in the wilderness. Some of us, it is our time, and the devil has blocked that opportunity which needs to be given to us. Some of you have to pray that, God, it is my time to marry, but who is coming to marry me? God, it is my time to work, who is going to introduce me? God, it is my time to be in that position, but who is going to hold me? God, the opportunity has not been given to me. Oh God, say, oh God, as I lift up my voice in prayer, remember the set time to favor me. Remember the set time to favor me. Remember the set time to favor me. Remember the set time to favor In the name of Jesus Christ. Now your prayer number two. Let's say, oh Lord my God, as I lift down my voice in prayer, may those who have an appointment with me not delay. Hey, somebody, your appointment has delayed. Your appointment has delayed. Your appointment has delayed. When I mean your appointment, which means that it is your time, you are in the queue, but they are calling other people. They are not calling you. You are in the queue. Hey, you are in the queue. Ha, your appointment has delayed. Some people's a man has promised to marry you. He is delaying. Some of you, your appointment, they are just delaying your appointment. Hey, I declare, it is time. You ask, let that person say, my father, my maker, as I lift up my voice in prayer, may those who have an appointment with me not delay. May those who have an appointment with me not delay. May those who have an appointment with me not delay. Your last prayer, you are saying, my Father, my Maker, as I pray, let every time you are spoken of for my good be honored. Some of us prophecies here and there, but we are not seeing anything. When the prophecy is coming to be, and then the devil will bring in something and clear us off the path of God, or the devil will put us in a position, or certain powers in our family will come and hinder us that we may not be able to manifest. Every time an excuse be will come, an excuse will come. Say, my Father, my Maker, as I lift up my voice in prayer, let every time you are spoken of for my good be honored, 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 be honored. Let every time you are spoken of me be honored. Rapalo shaka ta 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 ta, likarado shaka ta 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 ta, lipakata brande shakaria ta ta ta. See, every prophetic word shall concern your life. Every prophetic word concerning your life, I declare the manifestation of that prophetic word upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that prophetic word will manifest. Let it come to pass. Pakato sakati kata brandi akata. And the things shall concern your life, let it come to pass. My God, Spirit of God, Spirit of the living God, I call upon your name. I declare upon your life on this day, 10th of December, Marakobaro Shati Katikata, Liprika Dose Kikatarando Shede. Somebody, you are escaping. Wherever they have tied you down to delay you, you are coming out. 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 Ah! I say you are coming out. Lipakatatatata. You are coming out. You are coming out. I see you coming out. I see somebody running, and some people are after the person. They are saying, we are from Kwewu. Mareka Baro Shekete. Lakato Shekatata. Lakataba. And we have been sent to come and capture you. Parakato Shekete. We are from Kwewu. Lord, let the fire of God, let the fire of God, let the fire of God consume them. You must manifest in the name of Jesus. The Lord said I should pray for somebody here. You are from a root from Karachi. Your background is from Karachi. The Lord said I should pray for you. Your background is from Karachi. If you are that person here, your background, because the Lord took my spirit and I'm seeing myself around Dambai, that area, Dambai, that river there, that area, La Croce Rando Sede. Yeah, you belong to that area, the Oti region area. The Lord said I should pray for you. The Lord said I should pray for you. You are escaping anything that concerns you. Marika paro sheti kata le kadiba do sheti ayeye. If you are that person, please call in. Somebody is calling in, but yet it's not coming. Try again. I see a move in the realms of the spirit. Some lives have been transformed. Somebody, is your time. It is your time. And it's your turn to shine. Liparako se kadikado bada brondi kadikoro se diada. Yedero, I declare. Today I'm making declarations. When I call you, I prophesy and declare upon your life. What the Lord said to me, I say unto you. Marakadabadaba. Ratakadabakadabado shetekadede. Jesus. Oh, na 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 na. Somebody, the Lord is changing things around in your life. When I call on you, I prophesy unto you and I declare a word into your life. And Bible said, and Eli declared into the life of Hannah. He said, Hannah. And Bible said, the three men who visited Abraham, Bible said, and they said, we came here and we have not had a child here. And they said, the next time we will come here. The next time we will come here. Some people, you are receiving that favor today. You are praying. Somebody is here. You are praying for a certain money to do something. You are going to receive a call. You are going to receive a call within the week. Somebody will call you. Somebody will call you. Somebody will call you. There's somebody here. The Lord said, I should give you 2 weeks. In this space of two weeks, you are going to receive a call. And that call is going to be a call of appointment. A call of appointment.
Mire.
Thank you, Jesus. When I call you, I pray for you and I prophesy into your life. Rose, come up. Today, now, before I begin to call on people, I want you to pick up your oil. You have the oil. If you don't have oil, if today is your first time, please follow me. Please share my number. Secretary, please share my number. So those of you who want to get my number, we want to create a group whereby we put everybody in. And whenever the Lord reveals something to me, I can just get in touch with you. And I'll be praying with you within the week. And anytime the Lord speaks to me, yes, concerning your life, yes. Please put my number there. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray for everybody here. Rose, call in. Come up. Rose, not Rosalind. I see two people here. I see Rosalind and I see Rose. I'm talking of Rose. Rose, come up. Rose has been faithful on this life. Thank you, Jesus. Rose, I pray for Rose. Let me hear your voice on your mic. Rose, how are you doing? Hello, Rose. Can you hear me? Thank you, Jesus. Marabakarabosha. Rose, I think there's a problem. Rose, I pray for you that whatever has been your heart desire for so long. Rose, I don't see you in Ghana. God is going to bring somebody into your life. I declare upon your life. A year by this time, how God is going to do it, I don't know. But what I see is that you are out of Ghana. You are out of Ghana. You are out of Ghana. I declare upon your life, so shall it be. If I be a servant of God, may it manifest in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Brasami, Rose, God bless you. Please, you can drop. Brasami, come up. Brasami, come up. Barakadabadabadaba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Ah. Oh, Brasami. The Lord says, you see. Tell me. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Anyway. Oh yeah. Anywhere, Brother, I mean, God said, I should tell you, be that Joseph in your family.
Amen.
You will be that Joseph in your
family. Amen.
You will be that Joseph.
Amen.
You will be that Joseph. You will be that Joseph. God has made you a strong pillar in your family, and you will be that Joseph.
Amen.
I declare upon your life. May God make you a vessel whereby people will come to draw water. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you.
Amen.
You are blessed beyond measure. You will go far. You will go far.
Amen.
You are blessed. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Jesus. Brother Sammy, how are you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
You are a great person. Rasami is one of those who has been very, very consistent on this ministry. And I thank God for your life. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Please, if today is your first time being here, please follow me so that you can be a blessing. Ha! Madam Elena, come up. Please come up. Yeah, yo. Hallelujah. Yeah. Madam Elena, my sweet daughter in the Lord. How are you doing? Can you hear me? Hey, I want you to sing one song. What song are you going to sing today? I have taken you by surprise. Sing me one song. Any song that comes within your spirit, just speak it out. Any song that comes from your spirit. Any song. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Any song. Go ahead, I'm listening. I can't hear you. It seems like your voice is far from the phone. It's like your voice is far from the phone.
Hello, Apostle. Hello.
Yes, I can hear you, but your voice is far from the phone. I think we cannot hear you. I can't hear. Your voice is far from the phone. Okay, no problem. But that song, can you hear me?
Yes, please.
You can hear me. Your voice is far from the phone. Yes. I'm going to pray for you. The Lord said I should tell you that every battle you are fighting, He is involved. He is involved. And very soon, you will smile again. Coupon beautiful bed, Momaka so only funya coupon. Now I declare upon your life, any woman born of a woman that has risen up against you, may the Lord arise for your sake in the name of Jesus. In the person within your jurisdiction of work, in the power of darkness that comes from the space of people you get in touch with, I come against it in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Spirit of the Lord arrest them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the Spirit of the Lord arrest them in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Spirit of the Lord arrest them in the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed. Ha! The Lord said, I should tell you that there's so much in you. 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 Thank you. God bless you. Please, you can drop another person. Justina, it's been a while. Justina. You are not new here. Justina, you are not new here. Justina, you are not new here. Madam Elena is a... is it a Justina I know? Or another Justina? Justina, come up. Let me pray for you. The Spirit of the Lord says I should pray for you. I don't know. I should pray for you. Come up. Is it Justina I know? Justina?
Yes, please.
Okay. Maradosha. Let me pray for you. Spirit of God, it is time for your daughter to see your presence. May you take charge over her life. I pray that the Lord will make a way where there seems to be no way in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Justina, go and shine. Okay. Is it the Nyamiche?
Yes, Papa.
Okay. All right. So which means that
we'll... Papa, please, today I'll call you.
Okay. All right. God bless you. God bless you. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the Lord will hold you with his right hand and put you to a place whereby nobody can refuse you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. I have 1 minute more. I'm just looking at who to pray for. Maraka bada 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 da 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 da. Some of you, I'll be praying with you after this space. So please put my number there. If you want me to pray with you, just send me a WhatsApp message and I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray with you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hey, who want to take by force? Somebody is taking by force. Oh. Somebody is taking by force. Wow. My God. Hallelujah. By force, by force. Who just called in? Who just called in? Thank you, Jesus. You are taking. See, now, let me declare upon your life. If you have a testimony, since you came on this life, we want to share. I'm going to give you some 1, 2, 3 minutes, some three people to share their testimony. But before then, I'm going to pray for the last person. Hey, Gladys. Gladys, how are you doing? Hey.
Yes, I'm good.
Where are you calling from? Where are you speaking from?
Yes, I'm speaking from Kumasi.
From Kumasi. Wow. Yes. Wow. God, what should I say to your daughter? Ma chenera dineni Brenna swasi Namatemi paimbo No dime si obotani su O dime na entintimo Semi risha si da Na dineni umashamanu Gladys, very soon you will smile.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Very soon you will smile. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus. Gladys, do you have health issue? Or
no.
Somebody close to you who have health issue? Gladys. Hello. Hello.
Please, no, I'm not having any health issue.
But the Lord said I should pray for you concerning your health or somebody close to you.
Okay.
Spirit of God, save your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
May the Spirit of the Lord save you from every plan of the devil to slow you down. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. All right. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless everyone for being on this life. I say, God bless you so much. If you have a testimony, maybe you have a testimony you want to share with us. Hey, you have a testimony you want to share with me. Please take my number so that you can be added to the group. Or take my number, we want to add you to the group. Or maybe you want a prayer request, you want me to pray with you. You can WhatsApp me and I'll be glad to do that with you. This is Faith Assembly. This is Faith Assembly. We meet on Saturday, 4 a.m., Saturday, 4 a.m., and then Sunday, 4 a.m. Our secretary will come and give us an announcement, and then we end for the day. Hey, some people want to give testimony. If you are here, you want to give a testimony. You are here, you want to give a testimony. You are here, you want to give a testimony. My time is up. So next week, I'm going to create a space for testimony. Secretary, can you please give us your please come up. Secretary, please come up and then give us our announcement. Secretary, give us our announcement. today because of time, secretary, let me release you. Let me do that for you. Next week, you're going to do your work. We meet every Saturday, 4 a.m. and Sunday, 4 a.m. Every Saturday, 4 a.m. and Sunday morning, 4 a.m. God bless you so much for joining us. I thank God for your life, and I believe and I know that God has a reason. That is why you have joined this family. This is Faith Assembly. This is Faith Assembly. My name is Apostle Jonathan Annan. You can search me on TikTok. I'm on TikTok. I'm on YouTube. And then I'm on Facebook. Very active on Facebook. Active. You can see me there. You can see me on TikTok too. Very active there. God bless you so much. Some of you, today is your first time. Please follow me. Follow me quickly. Please follow me quickly so that anytime I come on live, God is going to channel a blessing through me to you. And I believe that God is raising people from here. And also, God has given a vision that we are taking the word to the world. The word to the world. The word to the world. And we need people. Bible says Jesus came and selected people. People gave themselves out. He said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. If you are here and you want to be part of the team that is working with me, and the team that is working with me, it's a privilege. Maybe you want to support. If you want to support, you just give me, my number is there. Secretary will share my number. You want to support in any way, whatever way you want to support, no problem. You can do that. You also want to be part. We have a prayer team that will be praying for us. And then also an organizing team that will be organizing our duties here. It's just online. You don't need to come to any place. All you need to have is small time. And then we do the work of God. God bless you so much. If you can do that, just WhatsApp me. Take my number. Secretary, put it my number there. Take my number. If you want any prayer, maybe you want counseling, you want somebody to talk to about issues, I'm already there for you. You can talk to me and let's pray. Let's pray. It's just online meeting. It's not a physical meeting. It's an online meeting. So please, if you want to be part of it, God bless you so much. Take my number. God bless you. See you. God bless you all. God bless you all. Bye-bye. We meet next week. Bye-bye. God bless you. I appreciate everybody. Braco, do I see you? Nanahima. Is it the Nanahima I know? Justina, I see you. I see Brasami. I see Benedicta, Thomas. I see Gladys. I see